Welcome to the eve of Force Friday.
The following presentation is brought to you by the Realm Network.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Lou Aguilera, the Vice President and General Manager of legendary toy model-making company Revell, Inc. He's here to celebrate the release of the first Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens models, in advance of the film's December 18th release. This, it is safe to say, is a Mr. Media exclusive. Stick around. These are the toys you're looking for. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you today by Amazon.com. When you visit MrMedia.com and click on any of the links to purchase books, music, movies, gift certificates, or anything else through our Amazon link, you support this free video podcast. Whenever you need something else from Amazon, please consider returning to MrMedia.com to order it. It doesn't cost you any extra, and we sure appreciate the support. And don't forget, MrMedia.com has more than 1,200 celebrity audio and video interviews archived on the site. That's hundreds upon hundreds of hours free entertainment. Subscribe for free on MrMedia.com, and you'll instantly get an email every time a new interview is posted. You can also watch and subscribe to the show on YouTube, Vimeo, Daily Motion, The Realm Network, and Frequency.com. And if you prefer to just listen, Mr. Media is also available for free on iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Blueberry, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Podfeed.net, and Player FM. You can subscribe to any of those services and never miss another episode. Finally, you can interact with Mr. Media interviews on all kinds of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and more. Friend or follow us, we'll friend or follow you back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience full of devoted model-making enthusiasts who can't wait for me to stop talking and for the man from Revell to start showing in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. When it comes to Star Wars, only America's nuclear codes are held to a higher standard of secrecy. But today, we're tearing the seal off one top-secret corner in the universe, the one where scale models of the new Revell toys from the upcoming film Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, have been hidden away. The plot of the eagerly anticipated movie, which opens in theaters on December 18, 2015, is still under wraps. But today, Force Friday, is the start of the long, slow reveal of images, likenesses, toys, and other Force Awakens-related merchandise. I'm excited to have Lou Aguilera, Vice President and General Manager of Revell, Inc., joining me today to give us our first look at the exciting new scale models the company has designed based on The Force Awakens. Now, if this were a movie, TV show, or book, I would know what's ahead of us. But because of the great secrecy surrounding every new Star Wars project, you and I will see whatever he has to show us for the first time together. Now, what I do know is that these are hyper-realistic scale plastic model kits of multiple vehicles from the new movie that include lights and sounds that simulate battle action. And I'm told this is a first for this kind of product. And that's along with retractable landing gear, open-closed cockpit hatches, wings that open into attack mode, and more. Now, the kits are on store shelves as of today, Friday, offering an easy, snap-together design for ages 6 to 8 that is also a great introduction to modeling. As for Revell, it is probably best known among young men of a certain age for its line of race cars, aircraft, and military vehicles. It is an enduring company that can trace its inspiration back to Charles Lindbergh's 1927 solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean. In other words, from the Spirit of St. Louis to the Millennium Falcon in less than a century. Lou Aguilera, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Delighted to have you. And look, before we get to the new Star Wars models, and I know that's what people want to know, I have to ask you, are you offended by references to your products as toys?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
I was watching for any evidence in your face of going, oh, we called them toys. It's like, you know, you talk about comic books and people in the business want to hear, they're graphic novels. Don't use that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you think back to the beginning of models, and that's what they were. They were toys for many kids many years ago. And as we've grown up over the years, they've gotten more precise, more detailed, and even in more exact replicas. And that's where the concept of models has come into play. But I think we're very much about trying to get closer to children today, and children are all about toys, so I don't have a problem with that at all. And we have subject matter for enthusiasts, high-end models, as well as children and toys, so that's fine.
And technically, officially, I guess these are geared at children 6 to 8, but realistically, we know that there's grown men, and probably women too, that are buying these and putting them together.
Oh, there's no doubt. The products that we're going to have for Force Friday definitely are going to be for kids as well as enthusiasts. But our Star Wars line, we have a full gamut of product from six-year-old all the way up through adults.
Okay. All right. So the veil of secrecy that envelops all things Star Wars has got to put a little extra stress on your company. How hard is it to keep the Lucasfilm secrets, and to what lengths must Revell go?
Well, first of all, we are obligated contractually to maintain such secrecy. And so there's penalties involved if we do not take every effort possible to do that. So it definitely is a challenge, particularly around design, since there are so many things that are computerized these days and out on the out in the web. It becomes a challenge, and it really puts stress on having to sell the product and take it to customers and not be able to show a product to certain customers. We have legal obligations that we have to discuss with our customers before we can reveal product. We can't leave samples behind with customers. So it really does put a burden on the entire process. But with a license as strong as Star Wars and subject matter as strong as Star Wars, most people are pretty understanding of that.
So does Jeffrey the Giraffe at Toys R Us get a sneak peek, or does he have to wait till Force Friday as well?
Not only if he signs an NDA.
Okay. And in full disclosure, I signed an NDA. We're recording this the day before Force Friday, and this will not go up until midnight on Force Friday. So I mean, I'm fully aware of the NDA and the lengths that, you know, I've had to agree to. So I gather, you know, that must be pretty strong. Especially, I mean, do you have issues? Would there be knockoff Star Wars models? Have there been?
There's not necessarily knockoff Star Wars models to the level of detail that we have. I mean, there's a barrier to entry in terms of modeling and the types of investment that companies would need to make or individuals would need to make. Certainly with today's scanners and 3D printers, though, that's becoming much more of a risk. But nonetheless, the technology can't capture the level of detail that we have in our product.
And are you able to talk maybe in generality about the lengths to which you have to go to keep it secret? I mean, you talked a little about the NDAs and non-disclosure agreements for people who don't deal with that. I mean, and you talked about computers. Now, we've seen Sony's secrets hacked this past year to an incredible degree. Do you not put computer designs on computers that are networked, for example?
We keep everything on secure sites within our domain so that it cannot be shared externally. For example, you know, we don't use emails, so only certain type of FTP sites that we use. We only provide limited access to certain people within our organization, privileged access, that are working directly on the project. So it's just not a free form for anybody to have access to.
And does this happen with any other licensees or licensors that you deal with?
Not to this level. We have worked on other secret projects, but this is by far the most secretive project we've worked on.
And has Revell done the Star Wars models in the past? I'm not sure about that.
We've been working with Star Wars Lucasfilms since 2007. Right, and then Disney obviously purchased Lucasfilms, I think, a couple years ago. And last year, we renewed our agreement with Lucasfilms through Disney.
Okay. And just a question about yourself. How long have you been with Revell, and what do you do?
A little over 4 years. I've been here since 2011. And I'm the general manager. I run the business.
Got it. Okay. So if anyone knows these things, you know.
That's right.
All right. So how does the process of designing a Star Wars toy begin? I mean, where literally does you know, you sign an agreement. First of all, everyone's excited to hear that it's going to be a new Star Wars film, and then I'm sure they're scrambling for who's going to get the rights to do this and that. Where does the process of designing and creating these models begin?
Well, it first starts directly with Disney and with the company that actually designs the props for the movie. We work directly with them to get access to the computer data, the CAD data, that they use to design the props for the movie. So we use that exact same data in the development of our product. So we get access to those files from them. Then we give those to our engineers. And then our engineers, we get images of a completed model, if you will, the prop from the movie. We have to then decide how to break that up into how many pieces. So we need to take into consideration, are we designing a product for a six-year-old? Are we designing a product for an adult? And so there's lots of decisions that we make along the way is to determine how are we going to break up the actual physical model into multiple pieces. And then as we do that, we have to think about what's the assembly process going to be for the user. Again, if it's a six-year-old, we probably want to have bigger pieces for smaller hands. If it's going to be a product that's more for an adult, you can get into more intricate detail and you can get into smaller pieces because they have better motor skills than, say, a six-year-old. So these are all kinds of decisions that we need to go through along the process. And then at the same time, we have to think about manufacturing. So as we take apart this one model and we break it down into pieces, we have to think through how is it actually going to be manufactured at the manufacturing facilities to make it as easy as possible from their perspective. So lots of different nuances to take into consideration when going through this.
The specificity of getting the model information from the actual designers is fascinating. It never even occurred to me that there was that level of cooperation. I thought maybe you guys get some pictures and you're kind of left on your own. But obviously that's what makes it so uniquely correct, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it makes the product better, more authentic, more realistic. It really gives now consumers a firsthand view of the product in their hand, the same product that they saw on the movie screen. So it takes the movie screen off the big screen and puts it right in your hand.
And what's the level of skill for the designers at Revell who do this? I mean, what, you know, if I'm in high school, for example, and I'm thinking, wow, that sounds like a really cool career. What kind of training do I need? What kind of expertise do I need to go into this field?
Mechanical engineering. Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering would be a perfect field for this. Somebody that understands, obviously, CAD data and how to do CAD design, but also has an understanding of plastic and the flow of plastic at high temperatures, as well as molding and how the molding works and parting lines of a product. So you have... when you mold the product, you actually have two halves of a steel block that come together. Plastic is injected into it. Then those two parts break open and the plastic parts fall out. So you have to take into consideration that whole activity of coming together and then separating so that plastic doesn't get stuck in the mold. You want it to fall out. And there's a lot of engineering that goes into designing that. And that helps to facilitate the manufacturing process.
I think we just cut in half the potential audience of young people who want to do this once they heard mechanical engineering. It's that hard. Also, by the way, for those who don't know, CAD is computer-aided design. So let's just, you know, give all the information we can here. So the other thing is the vast majority, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the vast majority of Revell models are based in reality, cars, planes, tanks, etc. But the Star Wars models are not. I mean, the engineers on their end can do anything. I mean, they can make them do anything. Does that increase the degree of difficulty for your model makers?
It does in the sense that having access to information. So, for example, you know, you mentioned that you thought maybe we had just gotten photos and we used photos to design the product. For example, if we're doing a car and a car body, and let's say we're doing a car from 1970, there won't be any CAD data, computer-aided design data, on that 1970 car. So what we do is we do use photos, or we can use a scanner, and we can scan that car because we can actually go find the car and scan it. An X-Wing fighter, for example, and it's not so easy to just go find an X-Wing fighter, right? So you are left with either photos or CAD data. So that is an extra element and an extra challenge there.
Well, there probably are some crashed X-Wing fighters on
yeah, right.
certain planets. you know, obviously you can't go looking for Tatooine, but I mean, there are places that, well, anyway. all right, one more question before we move on to what everyone's waiting for is the big reveal of some of these new models. You mentioned you've been with the company for 4 years. Where did you come from?
I was with Motorola prior to that.
Oh, very different.
Quite a change, yeah.
Were you surprised to learn all the things that you were just describing to me about how this industry works? And you know,
I certainly have learned quite a bit in terms of how the whole design process and the manufacturing process. So that's definitely been a learning curve for me, and it is quite interesting, and it's more intricate than people really realize until they hear it explained or get involved with it.
I was going to say the intellectual rigor that goes behind all this. People take for granted, and they go to the stores and I'll take that one. What do you mean you're out of the X-Wing? They get taken for granted. All right.
Exactly.
All right. So without further ado, let's take a look at some of the actual models. You've got how many you're going to show us?
I have four models here I'm going to show you from the new movie.
All right.
And in no particular order, I'll go with you do want to see the built-up models first?
I'm leaving it in your hands because I don't know what's in front of you.
I'll start with the package. Why don't I do that? Okay, so the first one up, we have Poe's X-Wing Fighter. There you go, and I'll give you a nice close-up of that package.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Go.
Okay.
Okay, this is 18 pieces, snap-together model. It's all, I'll show you the back here. So you can get a view of the 18 pieces here on the side.
Oh, my God, I'm 8 years old all over again. I want one of these. All right.
And you can see we've got some call-outs on here where we talk about you've got wings that'll expand into attack mode, right? We've got retractable landing gear. We've got an opening canopy. And then here we've got a button on the BB-8 that you push down, and that will activate the vehicle's battle action sounds.
Wow.
Okay.
Too cool.
And then landing gear come off in the back, so you can use it in flight mode, or as well you can display it on your desk. But I suspect children will be running around doing certain things with it, right? Okay, so that's the first one.
Right. You forget about that Hess toy for toy truck for Christmas, honey.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a set of these. Go ahead.
The second one we have is the First Order Special Forces TIE Fighter. There you go.
Oh, those are the coolest, aren't they?
These are very cool. These definitely are. And you can see over here, we're branding this under our Snap Tight Build and Play model kit line.
And what does that mean?
And that's what's new about this line for us is this is a line of what we're calling build and play. And the concept is you build it and then you play with it. This is, we've got it here age graded for age grade 6 and above that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We estimate that, we say this is skill level 1. So this is the easiest model that you can build in the Revell line, and we estimate about 30 minutes of build time. Once you put it together, there's endless opportunities of what you can do with it. Here's pictures here on the back. You can see this one has 15 pieces. Okay, again, all snapped together. Everything is pre-decorated. You don't need any paint. You don't need any glue.
You're reading my mind. I was going to say when I was a kid, you'd get everything was the same color, and then you painted and made things the way you wanted it. That's not the case with these. That you put them together, but there's no painting involved.
That's exactly right. And the idea is that it's easy to put together. The pieces are more durable than what most people are used to seeing in a traditional model. I'll show you here on the inside, and you'll get some better ideas of what I'm talking about.
All right.
So here's the fourth one, or the third one, excuse me, Millennium Falcon. This is the updated Millennium Falcon. Which, as you know, you may have seen some of the reveals already. We've got different radar on here. We've got different landing gear on this one. This one is 19 pieces.
Does it come with Han and Chewie? Are they inside?
Yeah, we don't have any. They're hidden inside. They're deep down inside. I think they're hiding somewhere.
Okay.
I think they're in their storage bay somewhere.
Got it.
Smuggling bay. But this one has also 19 pieces. We've got retractable landing gear, and then you also have lights and sound on this one. We've got the hyperdrive there, lights up in blue. I'll show you.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, that looks awesome.
I'll show that to you here in a minute.
Okay.
And then the last one we have is the other X-Wing. This is the Resistance X-Wing Fighter.
Wow.
This is the blue and the silver one. You saw these in the these are screen illustrations from the first trailer that we saw.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So just this is very similar to the other X-Wing, the Poe's X-Wing that I showed you. So same number of pieces, also 18 parts, and the same moving features. So I'll show you inside the box now. Let's take the TIE Fighter. So I'll take you here.
Okay,
and we'll go inside the box.
This is so cool.
And the first thing that you'll notice as you pull this out is we don't have parts on parts trees anymore.
Oh.
Okay. All the parts are individual. So if you remember models from the past, you probably remember
off, right?
You have to cob them off. You need a knife or something. You get little pieces of plastic frayed on the end. None of that anymore. Kids today, they don't know what those are, right? So we've put these in these little insets here to store them for shipping, but then make it easy enough for kids to be able to take out. Okay, so I'll take these pieces out here and I'll put it together for you. There's a canopy head. And then, like we were talking about, everything is pre-decorated. So here's your side wings. You don't have to worry about any painting and any glue. And I don't know if it's picking up on the camera, but you've got quite a bit of detail here on the
products. Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah.
They also look like high-tech speakers.
Yeah, they do. Here's the cockpit up close. You can get some visibility to some of the detail that we have going on in there.
Okay.
And there's actually two seats in this one. There's a driver in the back. So there's a pilot in the back and in the front. Hmm. Very simple instruction sheet. It's about two pages, only about six or seven steps to put this one together. There's the bottom half. Can you snip that open? Scissors. All right, so if you bear with me, I'll go ahead and put this together.
This is great. And folks, you got to understand while Lou was doing this that the, you know, if you get the general manager and vice president of, a refrigerator company, he's not going to come on camera and try to put the refrigerator together. So think how cool this really is.
Okay, there's one. Here's my own instructions to make sure I'm doing it right. Yeah, exactly. Almost made a mistake. So here we go. Here's the front glass, front windshield going on.
Right. I think anyone who's ever seen a Star Wars movie knows that.
Exactly. Slides right in there easily. Now we'll put the top on. Get the colors lined up. Supposed to do that at the end. But that's something you haven't heard from a model before.
No.
Sound, right? Canopy on.
We're seeing things fit together. That's the snap tight trademark, I'm sure.
Okay.
Right now, it looks like it could be a droid.
Maybe that's something we should do.
You know, that would a line of droids would be great.
What do you think?
And then you could use my line. You could say these are the droids you're looking for.
There you go. And you know, we've made it so that again, a 6-year-old can put it together. So as you're doing this, you'll realize that there are things that you can put in upside down either way, and it won't matter. Mm. It'll work properly. So some of our other models, higher end detail, there is only a certain specific way how pieces go together. So that's part of the other engineering challenge that we go through is we think through what's the build process going to be for a 6-year-old. And what happens if they put this part in backwards, and then is the model ruined? So we got to make sure that we have that the child has a good experience with the product.
Right? Do you guys have any experience designing bicycles for Christmas? Because those are a nightmare.
Yeah, we haven't done that, but maybe we should take that under advisement.
Maybe you guys could offer consulting services to Raleigh and English Racers.
There you go. Pieces here on the side. Got a special forces antenna. Mm-hmm. Got to be able to communicate. There you go. And the awesome blasters. Right there in front.
Look at that.
So there you go. And now you get your lights on the inside.
Hang
on.
Okay. Wow.
So there you go. And I'll show you the other ones we have here.
Somebody's reliving a childhood, and it's not me this time, folks.
So, yep, so here's built up a Pose X-Wing. And give you an idea. So here's your landing gear, that retractable landing gear.
Wow.
These landing gear are removable, so you can put it into flight mode.
Okay.
Pop up your wings into attack mode. Opening canopy. So you can see some of the detail there on the inside of the cockpit. And, of course, you get your sounds as well.
Powers the sounds and the lights? I'm sure that's the thing parents are wondering.
So great question. Batteries are included. How about that?
Excellent.
Batteries included. They're little watch size batteries that are right here in the bottom.
Okay.
So they can be replaced, but they should last for quite a while. There you go. So here's the other X-Wing. Mm-hmm. Blue view.
Yeah, nice.
Again, everything is pre-decorated. Everything is... pre-painted in the factory.
Parents, how could you possibly go wrong getting these for your kids?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the great news here is for Force Friday, we will be at Target and we will be at Toys R Us at $19.99 retail.
Hmm. For each of the four, or each of the
each one, it'll be $19.99. Okay. You get an idea size wise. We're just about a little over 7 inches in length here, and in a wingspan, just about the same, about 7 inches in wingspan. And the last one here, got the new Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Our new radar.
Did the old one have radar? I don't remember seeing that.
Sure, the old one had radar, but it was a circular radar.
Oh, okay.
This one's rectangular.
I guess when you're in space, there's no resistance to be met, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I'm thinking, well, you know, wouldn't that get pressed off? But.
So we've got our positionable laser cannons here, and then underneath we've got retractable. There's hyperdrive. Got our retractable landing gear. Just pushes right up in there. Okay, or you can come in for a landing and pull it out. Come in for a landing. So quite a bit of detail on this one.
Oh yeah, look at that! Wow. Look at that.
And here's your button here to activate your hyperdrive and your sounds.
Oh my God!
And of course, you can't have just one. You gotta have two.
Right.
Endless fun.
That's awesome. That is truly awesome. You've shown us four, but there's actually going to be there will be more, right? Or there are more.
There are more, and I'll show you those. We like I said, those four will be available Force Friday, and then all throughout the holiday season. And then come end of October, we will release five more models. Now these are more traditional models. Okay, they're going to be a little bit larger in size. And they will be different plastic, more of the traditional plastics used in model kits. So the ones that come out on Friday, they are a very durable plastic. You can drop this, you can step on it, and it's not going to break. It's not as fragile. That's the first thing that anybody says when they pick these up, is they're surprised at how solid they feel and how durable they feel. The models we have coming out in October, that's going to be more traditional. So it will be a little bit more fragile, but you'll get even more detail out of the product, all right? And you get more pieces. So probably starting at about 35 pieces and above. Retails will start at $34.99 and go up to $69.99. Subject matter-wise, we have a lot of the same subjects. But you can see this is now, as I talked before, the first line I showed you was the build and play line.
Right.
Snap tight, build and play. These are just our snap tight line. Okay, we call it snap tight max. We got a box here can show. So give you an idea. We got snap tight max here. Okay. And so for ages 8 and above, this is our skill level 2 and a little bit longer time to build, about an hour. Mm-hmm. But still, no paint, no glue required, no tools required. Okay? Give you an idea of the size.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big difference. Okay.
So quite a difference in size, package difference, and then the final product as well. I'll show you side by side. This is the one I showed you earlier. This is the build and play.
Right.
And then here we have the skill level 2. So you can see, bigger. This one comes with a stand. So this is more about building it and then displaying it.
That's what I was just going to ask you about that. It's more about having it on your shelf and, you know. This one is
correct.
This one is less for the GM of the company and more for more for people who don't want to fly them through the air.
Yeah, exactly. This one's got opening bays here for your landing gear, so that if you did want to put it on the table, you get some nice detail in there,
okay.
And your landing gear goes right in there. Okay, so you can see how that might look. I don't have the landing gear here at the moment. I had it on the stand.
And so the Max line, these are the real chick magnets, right?
Yeah, right.
Guys who take these out to a bar on a Friday night, they're going to meet some women walking around with these.
I don't know. Those lights and sound, that's pretty attractive.
Okay, I was just going to ask you. So the Max line, they have the lights and sound?
They do not. They do not. Right. So,
guys,
like I said,
stick to the 6-year-old line.
Right. This is more the traditional model, right? Now I give you, here's the other one. This is the TIE Fighter in the Snap-Tight Max line. Mm. And again, give you an idea of size comparison. Here, I'm showing you the back. I'll show you the front. Yeah, on there.
Oh, yeah, huge difference. Wow.
Yeah.
Identical, but just, you know, more scale. Yeah.
Different size, different scale, different purpose. You know, it'll be more expensive, but you'll get additional details out of it because of its size. All right. And let's see. The next one, this one now. Okay, I'll show you that one next. This is the high end of the price range. Okay, this is also the Millennium Falcon. This is the new Millennium Falcon in the Max line. Okay. Now, again, what you're seeing here, it all comes like this. It all comes pre-decorated like this. So all this weathering that's going on in here, that's exactly what you'll get out of the product when you bring it home. You can certainly add more weathering, add more airbrushing and things like that if you'd like to, if you have those skills. But if not, you've got a perfectly nicely decorated model here. It's been upgraded here, updated with the landing gear. You've got the 5 landing gear on the bottom. Okay. And then, of course, the radar that I talked about earlier. This is quite a bit larger, than what we have in the build and play line.
Oh, my. Yeah, look at this, folks. Oh, I know which one I want. Yep. That's very cool. That is very
But this will be the high end of the price range. I think this is $69.99 retail.
That's reasonable.
Now, here, well, I'll show you the box. Give you an idea. The other.
Yeah. It's a good 2.5 times the size. Two and a half? Yeah. Okay.
So here's the big reveal on this line, Snap-Tight Max. This I'm going to show you, is not available in the build-and-play line. And this is Kylo Ren's command shuttle that we have in the Snap-Tight Max version.
Oh, boy.
So this is a takeoff of the Imperial shuttle.
Looks like a giant bat.
Yeah, right. You got an opening hatch there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's for the rebels to sneak into.
Yeah, this is a good size here. So that one is the one that we don't have in the build and play. So there's 5 available and the SnapType and the SnapType Max. And actually, for now, that's all. Those are the nine items we have for the new movie. Okay. We have it, and those extra five I just showed you, those will be out toward the end of October. We have also other product, more classic product, that we haven't released in the U.S. before. And the first one is, I'll go down here. This is also SnapType Max, but this is quite a big box.
Wow.
Okay. This is SnapType Max. This is the classic X-Wing fighter. This is, so being SnapType Max, it's also a SnapType model. It's also age graded at 8, skill level 2, and estimating about 2 hours to put together. Okay, this has 93 parts on the back.
Wow.
And 3 parts here in the kit. But again, you can see all the parts are on their sprue trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is our large scale. This is our large scale. Okay. So, great level of detail. Comes with a stand as well. Comes with the figures. Comes with the R2 unit as well as Luke Skywalker in there as a pilot. And again, giving you an idea of size and scale.
And just so we're clear, that's classic Luke. That's not Luke from The Force Awakens.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. This is unaged Luke.
Right. Yeah. Because we don't know what Luke's going to be doing in the new movie. I don't want anyone to get the impression you're giving anything away.
No. And then toward the in November, we will also be releasing our Master Series. Now these are the big boy toys, right? These are high end, high detail model kits that need to be glued and painted. So this is traditionally what you might remember from your childhood, where everything comes in gray plastic, and this is the big boy right here. We've got a full-on Millennium Falcon, 904 pieces.
Oh, you're killing me.
Okay. Skill level 14. Excuse me. Age grades 14 and a plus, skill level 5, a year to build.
Is that what it says, a year?
Well, we say 1 month plus, but it's going to take quite a bit more than that.
Oh,
now,
God.
The thing here is, like I said, this is our Master Series. And this is a fine mold product. So in the marketplace used to be a company called Fine Molds, and they had the license in Japan. They since lost their license, or they didn't renew their license with Disney and with Lucas. We approached Disney. We approached Fine Molds. We made an arrangement to work with Fine Molds, using their tools to bring that product here to the U.S. So we have exclusive distribution of this product in the U.S., so this is a real high-end product. This is going to retail at about $299.
Wow.
And here's a view of, once you put this together, this is what you're looking at. This was all professionally done that I'm showing you here. So all this was done by airbrush. Okay. And you can see the radar, as I was mentioning.
Yep.
It's got the circular radar because this is the classic version.
Right. Wow, that is very cool.
We'll also have the Fine Molds X-Wing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also a kit that needs to be glued and painted.
Right.
This is about 103 parts. Okay, this is also a Fine Molds X-Wing. This is a 148 scale. And then the classic TIE Fighter as well. This is also 148 scale. Also Fine Molds 148 scale. So these three items will be out in November.
Wow.
And that's our full lineup.
And so, you know, I'm thinking about this. So you've got the four that we'll see on Force Friday, right? And then there'll be five more in October. And then November will be the four molds.
Fine molds.
And then the movie comes out in December. So here's my question. After the movie comes out, now everyone's anticipating, obviously, it's going to be a monster movie, because there's hardly anyone on the planet who's not anticipating a new Star Wars movie, and we're assuming there will not be a Jar Jar Binks moment, so there will be nothing to take away from the joy of this movie. Are there products that may be in the works to follow the rollout of the movie? Like, if the movie is as monstrous as everyone expects, are you guys preparing additional product for, you know, maybe in March or April, or, you know, heading towards next Christmas?
Absolutely. We are working on new product for next year to be out about a year from now. That's what we're on target to do. So we're expecting that throughout the first half of next year, this product that you just saw, there'll be quite a bit of demand for that. The new movie comes out at the end of December, as you know. I believe the DVD is scheduled to release sometime in the spring. So there'll be a lot of focus on the Force Awakens movie. And then beyond that, Disney has already announced that they will have a spinoff movie next year called Rogue One. And so we are starting to go through the design process and the selection process of the types of models and or droids that we may be doing for next year.
How many years is the contract? How many movies?
We renew every 2 years with Disney, and so as every movie comes out, we renew with them.
Okay. So
we have plans in place to cover the next trilogy that they have plans for, as well as the spinoff movies.
Oh, okay. That's 6 years.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was wonderful. I want to also, before we let you go, I want to ask you some general questions about what you guys do. What are some of the best-selling models over the history of Revell, over the course of the company's history?
Well, certainly Star Wars has been a cornerstone for us. But you see there's definitely staples in our line that consistently do well. Actually, a space shuttle that we did many years ago was a big item and did very well. If I roll the clock back even farther, actually, the Goodyear blimp was a model that they sold a lot of. They actually created two tools for that so that they could have double production lines running at the same time for that product. Today, what continues? A Titanic.
Really?
Yeah. The RMS Titanic, that continues consistently as a top seller for us. We also see a product such as...
Does it break apart so you can, you know, have one... Does it break apart so you can have it, like, you know, up in the air and...
Oh, yeah, break in half?
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about doing something like that, but we haven't quite gone there yet.
I hate to say it. It's cruel, but it would be awesome.
Yeah, we actually have talked about that. We haven't done it yet. Another one that is pretty consistent for us here these days is the Gravedigger.
Really?
Gravedigger does very, very well. Again, this for kids, right? Targeting kids, and you know, kids really, really love this. And once you put it together, it's got rolling wheels. You can play with it and have lots of fun with it. This is top secret information here. You're going to be the first to get this. It's not Star Wars related.
Who will I tell?
But we are about to announce our agreement, and you can say you heard it here first with NASCAR, and we have renewed our license with NASCAR, and we're coming out with a series of NASCAR products. Right now, we've got Joey Logano, number 22, and Brad Keselowski. It'll be out by the end of the year.
Okay.
We'll have these coming out, and we're going to do two more items next year. We're going to have Jimmy Johnson and I'm going blank on who the last one is.
No.
Oh yeah, Junior, of course. How could I forget Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
No,
so you can see we hit a wide gamut of products.
No Danica Patrick to bring in the girls?
You know, at the moment we haven't tooled that one up yet.
Oh, that'll be fun. What model has been the most enduring, that has been in production the longest?
You know what? Our Visible V8. Our Visible V8 is really a staple for us, and it does very well. Every year we sell quite a bit of product of that. It's an educational item, and it's actually one of our more difficult models, but because of its educational value, it does very well.
I remember the friends growing up who would have those, and I would marvel at them, and I would know, I will never work on a motor. For some people would look at it and go, oh, my God, I want to get to know how exactly that works and put it together and do the real thing. And for some of us, it's like, nope, I'll never understand a bit of it.
Yeah, I've seen people that put them together, and then they did videos on YouTube where they will put some type of oil through there, like vegetable oil or something like that, and they've actually hooked it up to some type of a drill or some electrical device, a crank, and they've gotten them up to like 5,000 RPMs.
Oh, my God. That's insane. And, you know, I just wondered, do the model makers, you know, we talked about them being mechanical engineers, do they have a certain amount of renown and fame within certain circles, or are they fairly anonymous?
You know, there's definitely a following within the communities, the modeling communities, and, you know, people know who some of our lead product development team is, and we're starting to get more into social media and interface more with our consumers. So we want our customers to get to know who's here and who's designing and building these models for them.
All right, one more question for you, Lou. In sure. This electronic age that we're in, you make a product that's very tactile. You have to touch it, feel it, you have to assemble it, put it together. And you sort of have to understand why it fits together and why it makes sense, especially when you get up to the 900-piece Millennium Falcon. Why do you think, at a time when video games and electronics are so much the rage, that Revell has endured and continues to, you know, be out there?
That's a great question. I think there's many reasons, I think, to this, and one of them is, at the end of the day, kids in particular enjoy building. They enjoy using their hands. They enjoy being proud of doing something and completing something. It's one of the phrases we use is, I made that. And many times kids will put a model together, and the first thing they'll do is they'll go and they'll show somebody. And they'll say, look, I made this. I put this together. I did this. And there's that connection with the model. As well, there's lots of different reasons why people build why people build models. I'll just show you here real quick. Here's an example of, you know, package. And again, this is for a 6-year-old. This is our entry level product. You know, but there's a boy showing, you know, I made that. But as I was saying, there's many reasons why people build models. There's personal connections to something that they may build from something in their history. There is something that they may aspire to, something that they may be a fan of. And, you know, it's one thing to see things on a computer screen, which is great, but it's another thing to physically put something in your hand that you can touch and feel and look at. And it's pretty hard to replace actual 3D space. And we're actually, you know, we're putting together a product now that girls can put together, right? Girls enjoy building models as well. So it's not just age and gender specific. It's kids in general, period, enjoy putting models together, using their hands and being creative.
Since you mentioned that, I'm going to ask you, and I know you guys are in work with Target. Did their announcement recently about going no longer being gender specific in the toy aisles, did that affect you? Did you have any opinion on that?
No, it doesn't affect us because, as we see, every time we put a product in front of a boy or a girl, they're equally happy. Every year, for the last 2 years, we've been going to auto shows in Detroit and in Chicago, and we have what we call make and take events where children come and at the auto show they put together a model like this Ford Mustang. And boys and girls come, they stand in line, they wait in line for 30 or 40 minutes to put together their model, and every single one of them, boys and girls at the end, have this huge smile on their face of, look what I've got, look what I did. You know, so we're not gender specific.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, folks, listen. You can find Revell's cool new models for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, in great stores everywhere, including Target. Or you can order them right now at a great price at MrMedia.com. And you know how this works? If you're watching on MrMedia.com, below the video, you will see the items available for sale. You can click on them, and it'll take you right to them, and you can order them right now. Revell has a website, I believe, right?
Yes, correct. Revell.com.
All right. And two L's.
Two L's. That's correct.
Revell.com. And you mentioned social media. Does Revell have a presence in, Facebook, Twitter, things like that?
Sure. We have a Facebook page. Look us up, and as well as Twitter.
All right. Well, this has been great. I have to tell you, as we close, that when Star Wars had its world premiere in New York back in, I want to say 1976, I think.
Yeah.
I was actually there.
Wow.
When they had the stars in the movie. Nobody knew. We'd just gotten the tickets, the passes for Media Connection, and a buddy of mine went. We went to the Lowe's Astor Plaza in New York, and we were there with the stars in the movie. We had no idea. And then when that thing started going over your head and the whole building is shaking, oh, my God. So to be here with you and be discussing these toys so many years later, I won't say how many, you can do the math, it's very cool. And I want to thank you and thank Revel for sharing this with us on Force Friday. And Lou, thank you personally for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the product, and all those that are out there that get a chance to experience it, I hope you enjoy it as well.
Turn up the stereo receiver.